It's time for the WKRV Student of the Week, brought to you by the Mid-America Center for Dental Wellness and Aesthetics. This week's Student of the Week is senior Rachel Green of Vandalia High School. All right, well, Rachel, a senior here at Vandalia High School, what classes are you taking this year?
I'm taking yearbook, an English class, and ag leadership, which is a really cool new ag class that we're taking where we get to go over to the junior high and teach them about ag and everything. And then I'm taking the culinary arts OCAW class.
What sports, activities, clubs, anything are you involved in here at school? And then, also, do you have anything out in the community you're involved in also, you know, such as church, youth group, or anything like that?
I am really big in the FFA. I'm the president. And then I'm in Interact and Student Council. And outside of school, I'm in a 4-H club where I show pigs.
Okay. You talked about the ag leadership class and then said that you're a president of the FFA and also active in 4-H. So would you say that that's probably something that's been a major part of your life, since it kind of seems like right now it's a pretty big part of your high school year this year?
Yeah, it's really been a big part of my life, and it's given me a lot of opportunities and stuff. Like, I just won some scholarship money from soil judging in the FFA, so...
As far as, once you get past high school this year, I know it's just the beginning of your senior year. Some kids know at this point, and some kids haven't decided, but have you already thought about what you want to do after graduation, whether it's, you know, college or whatever else?
I've been thinking about becoming an elementary school teacher when I graduate and going to KC for 2 years and then seeing where I go after that.
Obviously, with going into teaching, you said elementary education, but, with FFA and everything being such a big part, it seems like right now, is that something that you maybe want to incorporate as well if you're going to go into teaching?
Yeah, I thought about maybe becoming an ag teacher. It's either secondary or ag. I haven't really decided yet, so.
For most kids, they usually have a lot of different influential people in their life, whether, you know, obviously parents are usually a big influence, other family members. Some kids have, you know, certain teachers or certain coaches or anybody like that. For them, for you, who would you say maybe the most influential people have been for you?
I'd say outside of my parents, I had an FFA advisor, Steve Knable, that he just left us this year, who's really helped me a lot and kind of broke me out of my shell and got me more, you know, able to talk in front of people.
As far as, once you move on, things kind of change quite a bit once you leave high school and kind of start moving on and you grow up a little bit more and go into adulthood. So, as far as kind of leaving, you know, Vandalia High School behind, what would you say is probably you're going to miss most about being in high school once you, you know, get, obviously there's a lot left of it this year for you, but once you get done, are you looking back at the first 3 years you had and the year you have to come, what do you think you'll miss most?
I'll definitely miss the FFA and all my friends I have, and like some of the, like Mrs. Camplay, and I'm really close with her, I'm going to miss her.
And that's been the WKRV Student of the Week, brought to you by the Mid-America Center for Dental Wellness and Aesthetics.